Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Alan in Delaware, make your point about United Nations Cultural Educational Organization, UNESCO. Go ahead.
Right, Alex, in my hands I have Reinventing Government, Fast Bullets and Culture Changes. I've read it cover to cover three times. I want people to know that this is a 75-plus year program. The CIA is involved. Bill Clinton has orchestrated. The Bushes are the biggest Nazis that ever entered our political realm.
By the way, I have a 1937 New York Times showing the 10 FEMA regions, even though FEMA wasn't set up till 1979. I have that New York Times article. I mean, it's all a total plan. You're absolutely right.
It's absolutely a plan that's in its end games. We're at 5 minutes to midnight on the death clock. If you don't wake up and start protesting and get your children out of school, and the last thing I'm going to say right here, right now, and I'm not playing games here from everything I've read, is that when Dick Cheney discussed dirty bombs in this country in 2008, they are here. There are a dozen plus of them, and they're going to use them in the next 24 months, guaranteed.
Yeah, they got a lot of nasty stuff planned for us, and we'll have to watch the people that did it pose as saviors on TV. That's why everybody's really getting upset deep down. People know we are 5 minutes to midnight. You're absolutely right.
March 1st, 2014, March 1st, talk later. I've been doing this for 3 years.
No, I hear you, brother. I got to jump and get to other people, I promise to you, but here's the deal. People are like, but that'll ruin things. That'll make things bad. We're being conquered. This is a military globalist operation. They don't care if they kill 200 million of us to take over. They're that bad. Okay, it's conscious evil. I cannot explain that to people enough. These are evil people running things. Let's talk to Gary in New York, listening on XM 244. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this is Gary. I just had an idea that possibly could happen. I'm starting to learn a little bit more about Russian history. If I'm not mistaken, didn't they let the prisoners out of out of jail and whatnot? And
yeah, Lenin took the prisoners and then used them as frontline torture troops against the Russian Christians. But then Stalin took them in World War II and made them the commanders.
Okay, so now if they were to do that same thing here. Do the prisons, do they coincide with the FEMA camp regions? Could they,
back then it was like bank robbers, swindlers, people for key positions. Most prisoners stayed in jail. Most of our prisoners are there on victimless crimes or wimps. I mean, if you're a hardcore psychopathic killer that, is a master criminal, they'll hire you and then kill you after a few years of service. But yes, they will hire criminals. They already are. They are criminals. We are run by a criminal enterprise.
I totally agree. I just think that I've always wondered why there are a lot of people that are in jail are allowed to be in there lifting weights and, they're in better condition than Americans outside.
Well, they want them big and strong to be able to come out and abuse people. They have actuaries where they release the violent criminals to abuse people so they can call for more police. It's all been scientifically broken down, and that's all been published. Yes, you're good points. Actually, they haven't lift weights and stuff, so they don't kill each other, but that is part of it. Clockwork Orange is about that, the book. Barry in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure to speak to you today.
Yes, sir. We got 1 minute, brother.
As a veteran called out of the military to be a pastor for God and fight the government in these times, one of our founding fathers said, give me liberty or give me death. Well, when I turn on the TV and I see they've shut down the Statue of Liberty, they don't allow you to get near the Liberty Bell. I don't understand why this is not our country's cry right now, and I fear that our country is on the wrong side of Bible prophecy, but I want to give the people hope and let them to remember that the victory is not in our hands. The fight is among us, but the victory is going to be with Jesus. He's going to come back, and he's going to defeat this evil because we battle not against flesh and bones, but against principalities and spirits and high
places. Well, I agree with you. Like Nineveh, we could be given a reprieve if our churches weren't run by the devil. And that's why it's important for lay pastors and people to go out and be the salt of the earth, because the churches are now eyes of Mordor, most of them, serving the New World Order and its agenda. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption. Crashing to the lies and disinformation. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And then we're back. Weeknight, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. And yes, we come to you from deep in the heart of America, right here in Austin, Texas. And we are an American band dedicated to liberty and freedom and justice. And number one, ladies and gentlemen, we are dedicated to the right of self-determination. We are dedicated to free will and 100% opposed to every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. We were here, of course, last night, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Sunday transmission, and the battle against the globalists never really ends. But we are now live, ladies and gentlemen. We have returned and just kicked off this worldwide transmission. It is the seventh day already of October 2013 as we hurtle towards 2014 and the open announcement of planetary corporate anti-human eugenics-based neo-feudalistic crony capitalism. All right, where to begin, my friends? Where to start? We're going to get into the huge events happening in the global meltdown in the economy today and what is happening on that front. We're going to look at Obama running around fear-mongering, saying that we're going to lose the U.S. credit rating if this whole Obamacare shutdown continues or if they don't raise the debt ceiling yet again. We're also going to look at the persecution of the free press in this country and now the persecution of religion or the right to practice spiritualism across the board. It's really getting to the point where I realize that I've been conditioned to accept all this. I've become comfortable with the tyranny. Not that I accept it or like it, but I've now been living next to it so long that even though it's growing like some tumor on my face, now I think it's part of my body and don't want to cut it off. No, ladies and gentlemen, we need to cut it off and go through the pain and deal with it, ladies and gentlemen. But world markets are tumbling right now, and we're going to be going over all of that in great detail. Here is the Business Insider headline up on Infowars.com. Markets tumbling all around the world. Economy set to slow. Debt ceiling crisis grows. And how do they hold Brazil and all these other third world countries hostage over and over again since the 50s with IMF and World Bank loans at loan sharking fees, and then the money that's loaned to them has to be given to globalist corporations that set up shop in the country as a direct banker payoff or looting to them. So we're going to be discussing all of that today. But first, I want to get into something that I mentioned yesterday, but that is not really getting any attention in the globalist-controlled corporate press, and that is that people are walking across the barriers at national parks, at privately controlled and paid for World War II and Vietnam memorials, and the establishment doesn't really know what to do. Jokes were made a few days ago, last week, that they would have helicopters hold a white sheet over Mount Rushmore so that you couldn't see the four presidents carved into the face of the mountain there, but now they're actually blocking the roads miles and miles away that they don't even own or control, the news is reporting, so that people can't even get within close distance to see it. So this just shows the total control freak nature of the government we've got, where they want to dominate you, they hate your freedom, they absolutely hate your individualism, and they want to totally run your life. That's what New York Times and Washington Post reporters are saying about the Obama administration. They are the most arrogant, the most hateful, the meanest. There aren't cameras around. They don't give even a quarter tip when Obama goes to eat somewhere. They are completely rude and hateful. And the entire gaggle of criminals. You know, when you read about Larry Summers and you read about Al Gore, it comes out they don't give tips. They're rude to everyone. They tell people at Bilderberg Group meetings and at Davos, don't look at the people in the eyes. And if they do, they get the person fired. If a janitor or someone bumps into one of these globalists, they have them fired. I mean, they are just there to hate on people. We have empathy. We care what people think. We care. We want people to do well. The average good person enjoys having friends over to their house, barbecuing for them, feeding them, seeing people enjoy themselves, it's that feeling of community, of family, of kinsmanship. They're not into that. They're not like us, and that's why they rule over us, is because we're blind to them and believe their propaganda. When if you study this particular Western elite that we have got, you don't get in the club. It's like Getty, the famous billionaire, on record had big mansions all over the world. And when family would come to one of his mansions to stay. He had payphones, and if they wanted to come visit him, they had to pay for maid service or pay for food. And I've been doing more reading on the globalists. They're like that today. They will try to stiff a restaurant and say, oh, your boss says it's taken care of. Talk to him. And then the boss doesn't want to make a rich person, you know, who's known in the community mad. Or they'll make family, again, when they come to visit, pay for everything. In fact, I was talking to somebody I know who has a rich uncle that heads up a major top 10 bank. And he said it's the same thing. If you go to the house, even though you're invited there, he charges you to stay in the house. This is because they can't stand you getting anything. It's like a hyper-competitiveness on PCP mixed with steroids with a rocket tied to it signed in. I mean, it's just, it's total evil. And they don't like you having swimming pools. They don't like you having air conditioning. They don't like your kids being healthy. They don't their pleasure is that they're putting GMO into the crops. Their pleasure is they're putting fluoride in the water. Their pleasure is that they're wrecking the society. Their pleasure is they're promoting ugly art and devilish art and death. Their pleasure is that they're mutating society. Their pleasure is that they're cutting off the resources. Their pleasure is that they're indenturing you and your family through debt. It is their pleasure. It's Warren Buffett's pleasure in the first round of bailouts to get $48 billion of money directly into his company of taxpayer money. The first round, he got 40-plus billion. You know how much it is in the last 5 years that Berkshire Hathaway and his allied companies, last time I saw, I think it was in Bloomberg, over $400 billion directly to that pig and Wells Fargo and the rest of it. $400 billion, one way or another, of taxpayer-backed garbage. Because it turns the money into garbage. And he gets up there and finances ABC This Week that airs on Sundays. He finances that through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It says at the end of it, last time I saw it, you can look it up, they finance The Guardian. They finance The New York Times. You know, most of that news is paid for now. And, of course, it's paid for with your tax money given to that fat pig, that degenerate piece of garbage. I use him as an example, who sits up there and reportedly, again, stiffs people on tips, doesn't pay his bills. That's come out in the news. Pushes people around. You know, leaves his mama in some disgusting nursing home, I've been told by high-level people. Won't even take care of his mama. And he gets the taxes raised on poor people, telling the poor people, hey, we're going to get the rich people. That's what that ABC This Week always says every week. The show that I've seen it is, oh, we've got to raise taxes on the rich. They're getting away with no taxes. Oh, my secretary pays a higher percentage than I do. Meanwhile, he helped write the laws in the 80s and 90s on record to exempt his degenerate slimeball self. And I said, I've got all this news, and I haven't even gotten into any of it yet. It just makes me so upset that they are strangling this country with a spirit of pure evil and hatred and bad will towards man. I have goodwill. I want the life extensions for the general public. I want to have uplifting art and culture to uplift humanity. They have dumbed humanity down on record on purpose. And now, yes, the general public are howling, stupid, demonic, moronic, evil, dangerous, vicious, pig-like creatures. Totally dumb, into being selfish, into being fake manly, or women into being tardish and self-centered and not caring about anybody. But it doesn't matter, folks, because that's humanity. We got to save them. They are light years better than the actual controllers that are trying to make them like they are, because it makes them more easy to control. And just seeing the desolation of humanity and our psyche and our spirit, seeing humanity being drugged through every snake pit, every festering pit of degeneracy, and it makes me want to throw up. And the persecution of the children, and the system trying to defile them and wreck their minds and corrupt them. It's time for men of honor to stop being servile, limp-wristed cowards. And it's time for you to realize that good is actually strong. Good is scary to the tyrants. And that you need to stand against these people and become very aggressive against them. Stop caring what the enemy thinks about us. They are buckets of slime. They are the lowest form of garbage. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
All right, we're back live, folks. Let me get into the news here. I start ranting about the nature of the globalist. I start thinking about how nasty they are and how their religion is lying to the public. I saw a commercial on selling financial instruments on CNN just a minute ago, and I was back in the kitchen. And the person was talking to everyone like they were 2 years old, going, "We are the number one company that are experts at doing this." And it's a feedback loop. You start dumbing people down like that and dumbing the culture down, pretty soon it actually creates a culture where people are mindless jellyfish. And that's the system the globalists are going to, but I've already talked about that. Historically, the press in this country would have covered the man who set himself on fire at the National Mall. Here's the headline from the Associated Press. It says he may have been protesting. But other than this AP article that I saw carried in an Alabama newspaper, I am seeing almost no coverage. Witnesses who saw as a still unidentified man set himself on fire report hearing him say something about voting rights and turning to salute the Capitol. The Washington Post reports the man gave a military-style salute before dousing himself in gasoline around 4:25 p.m. local time Friday. He died around 9 p.m. that night, according to the Metropolitan Police Department spokesman. Surprised they didn't call the police heroes or something for roasting weenies and marshmallows on him. I mean, I'm not even trying to joke. They call themselves heroes for killing that woman. And now the family, including a retired New York detective, police detective, are going public saying the official story isn't true. She didn't ram the White House barricade. It was the cops that rammed it. She didn't shoot at them with guns. We already know all that. We already know it was all a lie. And now the family is speaking out about that. She got scared, ran off from an Army Marine Corps checkpoint. They were having drills in the area. The news admitted it was temporary checkpoint. Got scared. Had postpartum depression. They reportedly put her on a bunch of psychotropics. That causes fight or flight to be jacked up. And she ran off, and she got scared, people pointing guns at her. Of course, if you study criminology and just basic psychology, statistically, women will either grovel, attack you, or run. And of course, men will either grovel, attack you, or run. But statistically, women tend to run as their mechanism more than men. Men tend to just lay there. In the modern society, the modern culture, men see a gun pointed at them, they shut down. And a lot of women do too, but statistically, if you can look this up, I've seen the studies over the years, women will run more than men, especially if they have a child with them. They'll just take off. They'll just bolt. Now, when a deer sees you and gets scared and bolts, it's okay. But when a woman does it, you kill her. And the cops were so hysterical, I've already talked about this, they're just randomly driving around down the middle of the street, ramming into barriers. It's not like they were going around a turn and ramming barriers. They were just driving straight into barriers, just like, I'm just going to run my car into a barrier. And reportedly, there were a bunch of crash-ups with police just driving like total psychopaths. They were endangering the public. Should the public have gone after them? No, obviously not. But it is some type of mental illness, mass mental illness. And you're going to see more and more craziness, but so many revolutions have started with self-immolation. Or people will go to a high rooftop and jump off at a public event to make a point. And it is an exclamation point that we see a lot of times when revolutions start. But I thought that we would talk about it. Man who died after setting himself on fire at the National Mall may have been protesting. Really, you think he may have been protesting? And we still don't. Still don't know exactly what happened. There were five gentlemen hitting him with their T-shirts. Witnesses said when he fell over, his arms were all white. He was burned really bad. Yeah, it looks like, and I know you'd be charred from fire as well, but it looks like he was a black man, not from the fire. I'm predicting he is a black guy. It's not from the fire because the area where he's burned is white. It's burned his top three layers of skin off down to the meat. And he looks like a big guy. Probably he looks like he's about 45 years old, probably a military veteran. Just looking at his body. body structure and the way he looks. We'll see if I'm accurate when it comes out. I'm saying he's a 45-year-old Army veteran, probably, who set himself on fire because the military isn't allowed to vote. They're saying that's what some of what was said, and it was about voting rights, but we'll see what comes out. God rest his...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to try to discipline myself and actually go through what's happening in the world financial markets, then the unprecedented attack on the press and the free society, period, that has really reached proportions that are staggering. And if the government gets away with this, the next level will be arresting people who criticize the government en masse, and then a civil war is going to start. Because everybody's not just going to go to your FEMA camp, your Bolshevik-run center, just because you say our free speech is illegal. I mean, they're now telling Catholic priests, Methodist priests, it doesn't matter, across the board, they're now telling them you will be arrested, and only the Catholic diocese is complaining. If they give communion, if they pray with someone, if they visit with someone. What do you think a priest or a preacher that does their job's really doing? They're going to people's houses when the father dies or the mother dies or the kid's in a car wreck or when somebody's sick or when somebody's in the hospital. I mean, it's amazing. And it goes on to say, if you volunteer your time, you're going to be arrested and court-martialed. I mean, this really shows just how evil the Obama people are. And it is the Obama people. The Republicans are sold out, dismantling the country. They've been going after our guns at the top. They're trying to shut down the good Tea Party Republicans and Libertarians. But compared to Obama, I'm even shocked that I guess they're getting away with it. Going after pro-life groups, going after adoption groups, going after Christian groups, going after mainline Christian organizations, and telling them you can't be 501c3 and be anti-abortion, that's political. When folks, just so you know, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religious or prohibiting free exercise thereof. But even if you're a, quote, religious charity, you have the free speech to be against abortion. They're just telling you you don't. And the courts have ruled that. Common sense says that. But they don't care. They're lawless crooks shutting down churches with the IRS. And we just sit here and take it. And I'm sure the IRS people are listening going, you're endangering us, calling us lawless crooks. You are lawless crooks. You are abusing people. You are persecuting people. You are hurting people. You are classical authoritarians. And I can't believe you're getting away with it, and it's getting worse. And now they're telling Christians, you can't pray in your own private time. I have the Archdiocese press release. They have been told you will be arrested. They told citizens, you walk on this memorial that the feds don't even own, we'll arrest you. They're going out of their way, and it's so low, and it's so corrupt. And for those of us, we're like, this makes them look bad. They don't care. They're in charge. They want you to know that they're dirty and nasty and bad. They've been training to kill us. The army has taught George Washington is bad, the founder of the U.S. Army. That's government documents. Public. They're proud of them saying the founders are bad and wouldn't be welcome in today's military. I just cannot state to you enough that I sit here and I say all this and I realize it's worse than I'm even saying. There's not words to describe it. And it's really worse than I could even describe. I cannot believe how evil and consciously bad these people are. I said I'd get into this. I'm going to get into it. And we've got just so much to cover here. We're going to have Michael Bolden on from the 10th Amendment Center to talk about how the states can fight back at the bottom of the next hour. And then we're going to have John McAfee on, of course, who's coming out with the system. He says we'll try to block the NSA spying on you. So we'll pick his brain about that, see how things have been going for him. So that's coming up as well. And we'll take your phone calls for the first 30 minutes. Of the next hour. There's so much financial news, I'm just tempted to not even have a guest on in the next hour, but I want to get the 10th Amendment Center on because it's important to talk about how we can change things and how there are states for a reason. Even if the government says you don't have a right to pray, you do. Even if the government says the states don't have any rights, it's all a bluff, it's all a fraud by consciously criminal scum. By the way, let me just tell listeners about some of the well-researched, documented systems that I use to protect myself and my family's thyroid and overall system from the increased radiation that is in the northern hemisphere. It's over double what it was. And Fukushima reactor water pump is now shut down. The Japan Times is reporting, and that's the big crisis, is that if they can't get all the water pumped in to keep those damaged fuel rods that are stored by the tens of thousands there, they will set on fire, and each little fuel rod area will be much bigger than Chernobyl, that the UN estimates has killed 1 million people since 1986. I mean, that's how big this is. I mean, I'm actually looking at places in the southern hemisphere for my wife and my children. Okay? I mean, I've said I'll never evacuate the United States. I'm going down with a ship. But I am seriously having to look if that reactor blows up on leaving. And in the meantime, I'm taking the amazing Nascent Iodine. You can find out all the details and what it does at InfoWarsLife.com and also at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the Modafinilin from the Southern Hemisphere. That's the brown special type of seaweed, the cleanest out there, and they've lab tested it and know that the Southern Hemisphere is a lot cleaner, obviously, than the Northern Hemisphere. The point is that the seaweed has the receptors in the ocean to pull in the iodine in the nascent form as well. So Modafinilin's great. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com takes you directly to the Survival Shield nascent iodine. And Wednesday, we're getting more of it in, so it's not really a back order, but it says it's back ordered. But technically, the problem is shipping it all out. We shipped out the earlier orders, but now we're trying to ship out the other orders. Very popular product. And it's great to get this product and then also fund the broadcast and what we're doing here. We're not like NPR that has the IRS come with guns and take old ladies' property to then pay for them to sit up there and badmouth the founding fathers and promote abortion and infanticide and euthanasia and everything else that the scum, the authoritarians and their lisping voices push. We also have the HD car camera system that's a hidden HD camera that goes over your rearview mirror and is a rearview mirror with a TV screen in it and then a camera shooting forward, or you can turn it and shoot it backward or to the side. This is the best system out there, and we have it lower price than anybody else. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Now, to be a little bit lighter here, I want to air this little two-minute video that John Bowne and Leanne McAdoo put together that promotes a great way to wake people up this Halloween that's coming up. And again, I don't celebrate Samhain or the time that the Druids all over Europe burned children in pits at bonfires, now called bonfires. But a lot of people still go out during this, and you could actually wear the Obama skull mask that's the cover. It's a big, thick cover, so you put the little rubber band, cut the rubber band in two, use it. And then there's also Prozac the Killer Clown on the back, and it says Prozac the Killer Clown on the forehead, to have a conversation piece. You could probably strike up a lot of conversations with these masks. In fact, I'm predicting if you were already going out on Halloween, you think it's fun and stuff to go out and be a little goblin, this is the way to really meet a lot of people and talk to folks. I'll guarantee you, you're going to have a lot of conversations with people about this. So here's the little promo piece we put together. And, of course, it's heavily political and heavily anti the tyrant Obama. By the way, did you hear Obama wants to change the name of the Redskins? He says it's racist. He actually does say that. If he owned it, he'd change the name. But he wants to change the name. Well, he's debating. Will it be the Bolsheviks or will it be the tyrants? Or should it be the scumbags or maybe the criminals? Or maybe the fraudsters. I mean, you guys got any ideas for names? In fact, send me at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Send me links. Send me texts. Well, what should we change the name of the Washington Redskins to? The Washington Serpents? The Washington Pirates? Pirates is a good name. The Washington Skulls? Skull and Bones. The Washington Skull and Bones. The Washington Satans? The Washington Exterminators, the Washington Warmongers, the Washington, how about the Washington Deathskins? It could just be like a rotten dead baby on the side of their helmet, an aborted, chopped up baby on the side. That would be trendy. That would be cool. I'm trying to be trendy here. I mean, it could just be Obama as the devil. I mean, that could be on the side of the helmet. The Washington Con Artist is probably the best name. So here's that video. If you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com. And I'm going to have the folks post the video up on the main site, but here it is.
We take this business of waking people up very seriously here at InfoWars. That's why we have such a huge outreach operation. And it wouldn't be possible without the InfoWars magazine. And we have a very special October edition for you. We're going to make it super easy for you to get interactive with your friends and family by giving you these lovely cutout masks. Not one, but two very scary educational tools for you to hit the street.
Join with the collect. Just go to sleep and when you awaken, there'll be no more free will. Whatever you did.
We thought we'd give Obama equal time.
Specialinfowars.com magazine. Whatever you do, don't resist. Give in.
260,000 of you could be out there as Obamacare or Prozac, the killer clown.
Hi, kids! It's me, your favorite selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor!
Just cut along the dotted lines, cut some holes for the eyes, and attach a few rubber bands, and you are ready to wake up America this Halloween.
Remember, kids, Obamacare is for you and your family, and so is Prozac and Ritalin. So whatever you do, don't secure your copy of InfoWars magazine and resist, because death is good for you.
And that's the battle cry of the Obaminoid right there. Right out of Body Snatchers.
You can pick up your copy today at the InfoWars store. You can always buy these in bulk.
Here's the best part.
Cost. And for a limited time, the annual subscription is just $39.95.
Yeah.
Call now.
That's below cost.
Operators are standing by.
Obama, we have you.
Because people need to know that Obamacare is bone-chillingly frightening.
But it's bone-chillingly trendy, and that's all that matters. I don't think they use the best shot of Jake doing a body snatcher deal. Because me and Jake joke around back there, one of the great guys in shipping, and he likes to do that body snatcher stare where he goes, ah, or like, And so I got him to do it. I don't think that's the best clip we have, actually. You get the raw footage of that. And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Got to have a little bit of fun with it. Meanwhile, Japan is now asking for international community to help solve the Fukushima crisis. As they say, it now threatens all of humanity. That's the London Telegraph. I thought I'd just get to that second headline. I didn't finish up with that. Let me get into the economy right now. I'll just go over some of these headlines for radio listeners out there. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's not like the Obamacare line. It doesn't really spell anything out. You know, the Obamacare line says 1-800, literally, F-U. It's what it's spelled. And, of course, it's all on purpose. I'm telling you, it's all such a sick joke, hurting those poor people as badly as they could. You know, last Thursday, I saw that headline on Drudge, and it didn't click. I thought it was like a joke or something saying it's 1-800-F-U. And then, plus, I try to have a family show, so I didn't go there for whatever reason. And then after the show, I looked at it and went, wait a minute. It actually does spell that out. And Obama always does that thing that Geraldo Rivera did when I got arrested protesting him, where he's scratching his eye but flips you off. And he just does that to his constituents. And the hotline set up for those waiting to learn more about insurance options made available under the Affordable Care Act, see, that name's a joke, it's already doubled the prices, spells out an unfortunate insult on the telephone keypad. Man, I tell you, they even spelled it out twice in code. All right, that's enough. Just I can't deal with it anymore. Let's get into the big hammering they're giving us. Markets tumbling all around the world. Economy set to slow. Debt ceiling crisis grows. Yes. And they're saying that if you don't up the debt ceiling and don't give them Obamacare, that's why the world markets are set to tumble. Even though everybody knew with the QE3, the markets have continued to really be degenerating, even though there's a sugar high of above 15,000 points that's now gone below in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And remember, they're buying all of those stocks and bonds and things with devalued dollars. So the stock market really is at about 7,000 points, according to a lot of economists we've talked to. I mean, I took my children rock climbing, one of those indoor rock climbing places. Guess how much the bottled water was? In the vending machines, it was $3. $3, folks, a Gatorade was $4. $4. And I know why it's $4. It's because the dollar isn't worth what it used to be. It's lost 93% of its value from 1913 to 2008. Guess what the dollar, you can pull up the dollar graph from 1913, actually show it to viewers. Since they devalued the currency, you know, that last 3% of what people thought the dollar's value was, that's why you could go in the, you know, 50s and get a hamburger and fries and a bottomless Coca-Cola for 25 cents. Now, that'd be like $10 if you're lucky. At a nice hamburger place, $15. See, quarter, $15. Quarter, $10. Brand new Mustang in the 1950s was a couple thousand dollars, maybe. Now it's $40,000 if you want it loaded up. Yes, there is the devaluation of the dollar up till 2002. And you can see there a 95% reduction, but by 2008 it was 97% reduction. And if you look at one of the new graphs, it is now 99%. And we're all just holding on to that last 1%. And the media is up there, the controlled globalist media, saying, there's no devaluation. The dollar's strong as ever. I shouldn't laugh. But at least real estate's up again in many areas. Yeah, because of the inflation. And because of the inflation in property tax. Government wants to keep valuing it up and up, and so does the other marketers. I'm telling you, when the economy goes belly up, it is going to be spectacular. And it may even be the breakdown of society. The Swiss Army thinks that's going to happen, so they're bolstering their forces for Europe to collapse. And they have orders to mow the Germans and the French and the Italians and others down when they try to pour in. I'm telling you, Switzerland might be the place to go, folks. We'll be right back. Obama loves you.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
even got our top stories up on Infowars.com. They're also up at the top of GrudgeReport.com. Feel the pain. Feds throw man 80 and wife 77 out of home. Because they love you. Amber Alert website shut down, but Michelle Obama has five chefs working for her, and they've continue to have the Osprey at the cost of millions of dollars a week fly their dogs around. Park rangers ordered to keep visitors out of privately run businesses. They're closing pull-offs to bar views of Mount Rushmore. That aren't even federal property, but it doesn't matter. Just wait till they've got full control over the economy, which they've almost got. And it continues. 83% of federal government still operating only the parts that the slaves get. And by the way, when you go to a national park, they literally henpeck you and treat you like trash to let you know you're scum. Openly. That's why the Park Service is calling for all the beaches to be shut down nationwide, that humans not be allowed to hurt the ocean. Oh, the proposal 2 years ago was to shut them all down to swimming. But they just said, no, we'll have... In one area, 80% of the beach will be off-limits to swimming to give the ocean a rest. No, it's all about dominating you and teaching you what scum you are. And so, again, they blocked Mount Rushmore, and now they've actually blocked, miles away, the pull-offs. So you can't pull off and see it. Do you understand, scum? Because they have to have the illusion that something's being shut down. Nothing's being shut down. Trillions every few months are sucked out to foreign banks. I watch the banking hearings in the House and Senate. They, every time they say, man, please know where the money went. And they get up there and they go, no. And the Congress people grovel because they're pathetic maggots. And then I'm supposed to not get upset about it. That's right. And then they hold us hostage. Isn't that just cutie cake? So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the vile scum are doing. You know, Ceausescu in Romania, they had power to run the whole country, all the major cities. But he just said, no, people don't need power. Turn the power off except for factories I run and control. We need to make them more poor. And finally, they turned against him. That's what they do. And they're shutting down our power plants. They're shutting down at least one every 2 days, hundreds a year, and their power prices are going up and up and up and up and up because they love you, they want to fix things. Don't be an extremist, don't be a racist, do what they say or you're racist, don't question the persecution of the press or you're racist. A lot of people are going, okay, I won't. That's right, the worst thing on earth. Your kids starving to death, America collapsing, that doesn't matter. You don't want to be called not trendy. Let's continue. Markets tumbling around the world. Obama to Wall Street. This time to be worried. That's right. He's now rattling the markets, trying to scare everybody. Rand Paul says it's irresponsible to have the commander-in-chief come out and badmouth the markets. Well, that's the whole plan. Just like Bush and others did in 2008 with the Democrats, and Senator Obama led the charge for Goldman Sachs. He led the charge. He led the Senate vote to give unlimited money to foreign banks while he publicly afterwards said he was against it. And his moron constituents actually believe it. Well, of course, they don't even know who they are. They don't even know what party he's in. These people can't. Let me tell you, most Obama's... Well, I'm not going to get into it. I've just noticed most Obama supporters smell because they don't even know how to wipe their butts, folks. I'm telling you. I'm not joking. These people are... Okay, I'm sorry. Fed will have to taper at some point, CNBC is reporting. Shutdown may idle non-federal workers next week. U.S. jobless claims show job market healing. Oh, yes, everything's fine. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.